Everybody, welcome back to another edition of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your co-host Brian Stavely. I'm here with our other host Justin Cook. Justin, how you doing tonight out there, buddy?
Not bad, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good. Seems like it's only been a week as usual. It seems like it's been, I don't know, for some reason it seems like it's been a couple weeks to me that we've been on. We actually had a lot of technical issues last week. I just want to apologize to anybody that was listening. Usually it's not like that. Last week was just an absolute nightmare, so anybody that had to deal with any of that last week, we do apologize. Usually everything runs pretty smooth.
And we're working on some new technical things as well too, so that
trying to learn some new software and stuff, and it's just me and Justin. We don't have anybody like teaching us how to do anything. And I'm gonna tell you guys something. When you're trying to do things for free out here, and you don't want to pay Blog Talk Radio and all these other services like $50 a month and all these outrageous fees. It's not that easy to set this stuff up. It's really not. You gotta go, and there's a lot of trial and error. But besides that, tonight, I mean, pretty much, we you know, a lot of nights we have a special lined up. Like a few weeks ago, we did the Moon and Hoax. What were you saying, Justin? I heard your audio for a second. You know, usually we have a special set up like the Moon Hoax or 9/11. And I know over the next few weeks we have a few 9/11 guests.
No,
Justin, can you hear me? Are you?
Yeah, I keep lagging out when I go to talk. But, yeah, I guess what I was saying, though, is you know, how you were saying a minute ago about how we do this for free. And, you know, I have no problem with it. That's everything, and they're asking for your money and everything else. You know, to me, it's just it's garbage.
No, it is garbage.
Ah, here we go.
It is garbage. You even lagged out a little bit in the middle of talking to that too. But guys, we do apologize when there are some technical difficulties. You just got to bear with us because honestly, we're not going to shell out, you know, $100 a month to. It's enough for everybody to put their time and effort and everything into it. They shouldn't expect everybody to shell $100 to make broadcasts. What did you want to get into first tonight, Justin? Because tonight, I mean, it's pretty much open. We don't really have any, you know, no Moon Hoax, 9/11, anything huge to get into. We could kind of mention a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, what do you want to start with?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. I mean, we could start with, let's start with Facebook and whatnot. You know, and it just has to do with the censorship and whatnot of how they're trying to keep people from getting, you know, the information out. And I do notice, you know, there's somewhat of a randomness to it. However, there's not. There's also, I've noticed when I've gone to post links that are on Facebook, you know, and include them in a comment or comments that are, you know, saying some pretty, in other words, they're not, I'm not getting the captcha or that stupid new message now. You know, but when I'm writing something, you know, whatever you want to call it, political, I don't really call it political, but you know what I mean? Stuff that we talk about, you know, and I'm getting these more and more. And, you know, just the fact yesterday that I believe it was a Supreme Court judge just said that your Facebook likes are now they're not considered part of your First Amendment rights. Now, I don't understand that. I know it's not speech, but it kind of should be under the same platform of it. You know, if you're, and I don't understand how you would get in trouble, I guess, unless you're liking something to. That's making fun of. So I don't know how that works, but either way, it's getting a little far with this censorship stuff. What do you think?
Oh, and that was their plan from the beginning. I mean, if you think about it, they have all these ingenious plans. I mean, Facebook is like, it's almost a way to track your thoughts. I mean, think about what we do. We go on there all day and express all of our opinions to each other. And now they've got it all logged and cataloged, and they know what everybody's all about and what everybody thinks about. It's kind of spooky.
You know,
how cataloged it is. And, you know, they just give that information to the police stations, like, no problem.
Yep.
If the police station requests that, Facebook will send them a file.
Yep. You're totally right. And now another thing, too, with this timeline thing, I believe that's why they did it. Of course, you know, a company like Facebook or DARPA would have no problem, you know, looking through 3 years of stuff by just, you know, punching something in. But I think they went to the timeline thing to make it easier for law enforcement so that they would be able to just punch up a certain day and then, hey, what happened on, you know, what did this person post on, you know, January 21st, 2010, you know, or whatever, you know, whatever date or whatever, you know. You know, what did this person do, on last Wednesday? And that way, you know, if you have a million posts, that way, you know, it just goes right to them. It's a lot easier in that way. It's a lot easier just to catalog your whole life. And I see people even adding to it. Like, oh, wait, my timeline is missing another school that I went to in the middle, you know. And I guess, you know, if you want to be connected with the different networks from a school or something, that makes it enticing to want to do that. And, you know, I here's the thing. I have all of my information out there, and it was something I've done over time. I don't know if I would go back, if I would, you know, undo some of it or not, but to tell you the truth, I really don't care. But, you know, to be honest, it does bother me, the privacy part, as far as the people that I don't want to see this stuff, being able to see it. Another thing with the subscriber option, I'm getting a lot of people that are subscribing to me, and I don't even know that they're subscribed to me until I go and check that list every few days, you know, or whatever, because you're not getting a friend request, you know. And if you're online when they get it, you'll see a notification, but I don't always see notifications for stuff like that.
It's almost like Facebook and YouTube have made a conscious effort to make it harder to connect to people, because I noticed this on YouTube also now, too. It's harder to make playlists. It's harder to connect to new people. It's harder to comment back on people's videos when they comment to you. It's almost like they're making it more difficult. I swear to God, they are. I don't know if you used YouTube a lot lately, but YouTube the last couple months is... You think Facebook is bad. YouTube's twice as bad. It's horrendous.
YouTube is part of the Google deal. You know, and Google and Facebook... I mean, Google and YouTube and everything is all one company really now. And so once once they went through with those new, what do you call it, laws, you know, not laws, but privacy policies that followed for YouTube as well. And they've also, like you said, they've made it harder, and we know they have certain bots and whatnot. And I was reading about it yesterday, actually, just about, you know, how these people and there are people that are doing it a lot in this political stuff. For example, a lot of the Ron Paul people especially are going and using bots, you know, that make them like all of their like every status they make on, you know, one of these Reddit sites.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's not just them. I'm sure the neocon types are doing it too. The Obama types are doing it too. But, you know, it's just an example of, you know, because it's just like anything else. It's just like a forum. Where in a forum, a lot of times, you'll get bumped by a nonsense post. You could tell it, and what the reason for that is because it brings the stuff up discussion, and if there are people are posting at the top, it's gonna get yours dragged down to the bottom, and that's what people will do. You know, so a lot of times, all of a sudden, you know, someone will come in and post five or six things in a row, and now your post is buried. So now less people are going to see it. You know, and that's the thing. And that's where the bump came from, people bumping things to go to the top of the post. But, you know, just in general, there's a lot of methods out there. And you wouldn't think that it was they're being employed, but there's people that are being paid to sit there every day and do this stuff. And I don't know if they have robots doing, you know, if they have bots doing it or whatnot.
They have
either.
Both.
Yeah. I would guess
they are both. They are both. You better believe they have people doing it. You got to remember this.
Oh,
this is just like with the 9/11 thing, Justin. You've got people that have an unlimited budget. Of course, okay. They have people doing this. You know what I mean? Of course they do. It's just like with anything. Do they still have people trolling the moon hoax, you know, that we talked about from 40 years ago? There's still people doing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, well, I'll tell you the two worst sites for this. One is Godlike Productions, and the other is Above Top Secret. And on those sites, if you go on there and want to talk about anything real, you know, right away you're going to get, you know, you're going to have a million trolls just come on and just, you know, automatically make your, you know, make it so your post is, in other words, there's a lot of agents working there, and probably a lot of sheeple too, but for the most part, it's the agents, and then, you know, you get some of these new age types, or I don't know, I hate to characterize people, but you know what I mean, the ones that come in with the stuff that has nothing to do with it, and the religious people do too, so, you know, I'm not just going to paint just one, you know, but yeah, no, there's forums out there that's what they do. They don't want people learning any new stuff. So you go to put some new information on there, and they try to censor it, you know. So it's it's really weird. I don't know, Brian. What else you got?
No, I just think I think it's just like with anywhere else, you know, with pretty much all the operations. I mean, they know what's up with the internet. They know everybody's on the internet. They have trolls for everything. These trolls are everywhere. And you want to talk about Facebook. They're all over Facebook. All over Facebook. Facebook, 9/11, the moon hoax. They're everywhere. You got these people that will come on debunk you. And you're right. There are bots. There's bots of probably like, you know, 40 to 60 people all run by one person. You know what I mean? And then there's other, of course, regular people that sit there all day and do it. But there's absolutely people that run bots that do it. Just to, you know, debunk these government conspiracies. Can you hear me? Is my mic coming through okay? Justin? Hello. Hello. Can you guys hear me? Wonderful. Wonderful. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Jesus, what happened? I was talking forever. Nobody's answering me.
Yeah, no, sorry. My cat just bothered me to go out real quick, so I just ran.
Oh, I thought we got booted again. No, what I wanted to say about the trolls on the internet is they're everywhere, dude. They're all over all these subjects. I mean, you know, all over all the hoaxes, even the things we haven't looked at yet, which we're gonna, like Oklahoma City, 7/7, all these other things. Well, maybe you've looked at these things. I've looked at 7/7 a little bit. You know, these other events before our time, JFK, these other things. They still have trolls out there for JFK, right, for the moon hoax, for Roswell. Think about it. They're everywhere. Something that we forget is like, I try not to forget, but dude, look, it's hard enough for us to just scrap together a budget to get a website like this up. These guys print money. Think about how many trolls they have. They can pay whoever the fuck they want.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's why it's so hard to take them on. That's why we have to make people just distrust the media. I think that's got to be our main goal, is make people distrust the media totally.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too, at the same time, is make people also question the alternative media. Not totally distrust the alternative media, but question some of the information that you're being told. You know, that there's nothing wrong with healthy skepticism. You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, but it, you know, there's a lot of stuff flying around on the internet, and I look at it and I think, for one, you know, it's most of it's debunkable. And for two, yeah, I see what it does. It makes people look like, look like raving lunatics. And I know a lot of the stuff we talk about is true, but some of the stuff, that some of these people are going on and on and about, you know, just make some of the causes, you know, look worse and worse. You know, and you know, I hate to say which ones or whatnot, but, you know, there's, you know, the ones where you're, you know, people that are, you know, the fear stuff. People are, you know, constantly telling everybody, you know, they're going to come kill us in the middle of the night and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't see that happening when you have slow kill and everything else going on. I don't see them coming, you know. Don't get me wrong. If they want you dead, they're not going to do it to your face. They're going to heart attack on you outside your house or whatever. They're going to hit you with microwave weapons. That's how, I don't know. That's my opinion on that. I just think that a lot of stuff that flies around, you know, is out
Justin,
on purpose.
Justin, they need us to run the planet. They don't want us all dead.
No, okay. Of course not. But what I'm saying is, if you're a problem, though, you know, if there's somebody out. You know, I'm. That's the thing. I'm not saying that they'll ever, you know, like I've said before, I don't see them locking up the whole population. It'd be stupid. Why? All they would do is maybe go to a place and pose a curfew, something like that, make people have a pass to travel, you know. But locking up everyone is just crazy. As far as if you're a real problem, I'm not just talking about someone that goes around posting a few InfoWars links and thinking
okay,
that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
I missed a little bit of what you said. I'm sorry. We have a comment that somebody wrote on that page today that I'd like to comment on because it's totally irrelevant. It's something that me as at least I know I've never said. Maybe you said this, and if you have, fine. I just never even got into it because I was so little. It says, this is from Truthers I Fake, and it's written to me, Brian Stavely. Here is some stuff I am curious if you guys could elaborate on. I heard you and Justin mention stuff about O.J. Simpson being set up. Also something you guys mentioned about Karl Marx being bullshit. Also about the Holocaust being made to look worse or the
hold
number
on.
Of death being inflated. That's what he wrote.
Yeah, those things I can't, you know, if you want me to comment on, what was the second thing?
How about I put it right in the chat right here? Would that make it easier?
Yeah.
It's in the chat. I just posted it in the chat.
All right. Yeah, no, to be honest, the OJ thing, yeah, I have looked into it. And I do believe that there's a possibility that he was set up.
Okay, so you did comment on this. I didn't really comment on this month. It was you. I thought, I was just making sure he wasn't speaking for us when we didn't say that, and I didn't remember you speaking on that. So why don't you elaborate on it? Why do you think he was set up?
Well, here's the thing: is you know, at the time, you know, there was a lot of ties. Obviously, Robert Kardashian is like a known mobster. He has all these known mob ties, and so did O.J. Simpson at the time. And I'm not saying it's 100%. Yes, O.J. was a little out there, but again, you know, the whole thing seemed a little weird. And obviously, I think maybe he had something to do with it, but, you know, maybe it was even there. But I do think that they set him up, left stuff behind on purpose and whatnot. Yeah, there's a lot more to look into that. I'll find a website and post it that actually breaks a lot of it down. And in fact, too, Nicole Brown Simpson's. See, I don't have this fresh on my mind. So I you know, it's not like I just read it. You know, it's not like, but Nicole Brown Simpson's was going out with her sister was going out with a top mobster at the time, also, and all these people, you know, they would have had reason, you know, to do this, and you know, I like I said, I don't have it fresh on the mind, but yeah, I have said that before, and again, it's not something that I will say is 100%. But it's something that I will say it's definitely a possibility. What was the second thing?
The second thing was about Karl Marx. Just also you guys mentioned about Karl Marx being bullshit. What about Karl Marx?
What about Karl Marx? He was
And Carl, I don't know, post it in the chat. This guy is still around. I know this guy. Post it in the chat exactly what you mean about Karl Marx being bullshit. And the last thing he wrote also was about the Holocaust being made to look worse or the numbers of deaths being inflated. And these are questions I've been asking. Let me comment on this real quick. I think that my personal opinion, doing a ton – this needs a ton of research. For me to even comment on this, I think, is kind of irresponsible without putting the research, at least that I put into 9/11, into the Holocaust, okay? For me to tell you that the Holocaust is fake or the number of deaths are inflated, but is there a good chance of it? You bet your bottom dollar there is.
Well, I can't prove that. I'll tell you like this. In 1934, there was a census done of Europe, and there came back something – maybe 3.5 to 4 million Jews, and now they actually started off with this 6 million number. The 6 million number started off somehow, I believe, in the New York Times, and listen, here's the thing: even the official numbers of these places have gone down in the number of people that they have said have died in these places. Now, here's the thing: am I condoning the Holocaust? No. Am I saying that it wasn't relevant? Of course, it was very relevant, and I believe it was done so that they can control Israel. This was a big thing where I believe Hitler's job was to go and start this war, kill a bunch of Jews, kill a bunch of other people, and yes, they inflated the numbers of people killed. And also, if you looked into the Fred Luckner case, Luckner, this guy was a forensics guy, and he went to these places and found there was no evidence of gas chambers. So, here's the thing. I think anyone that locks any group of people up because of their political beliefs, because of their religion, is a total scumbag. And that's the thing. I'm not a Hitler sympathist. I think the guy was a scumbag. I do think he was brainwashed. But the guy was a total piece of shit. And anyone that locks up their own people, that would just be like Barack Obama or, whoever the next puppet is going to be putting, NDAA in action and going and locking up people in FEMA camps. That's unexcusable. And they worked people to death. They worked people and starved people to death. And a lot of people died in those camps of diseases. But there's a lot of stuff out there that was put out that was blatant propaganda. They actually had an American filmmaker go out there, and go to one of the worst camps and claim that there was a lamp made of skin. And these props were all fake. And, that's the thing. I don't mean to be, and that's the thing is this is the Holocaust is something that we've had in our heads our whole lives as being something that is so, untouchable to talk about. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, I'm not going to not touch something that...
Nothing's untouchable anymore.
Exactly.
Just look at 9/11. It's the same idea. Not to say, hey, it's the same thing, same idea, but that's like the taboo. You can't talk about the victims. You can't question this horrible event that happened. Well, we know this other event's bullshit. How do we know that's not bullshit? No, don't anybody take any offense by anything I'm saying right now. I'm not saying the Holocaust is bullshit. I'm saying right now, right on the record, I am not saying the Holocaust is bullshit. But am I saying there's a chance that it's bullshit? Sure. Sure there's a chance. But let's investigate it, It needs a fair investigation. And I can't investigate it in 2 months and tell you whether it's bullshit or not. It'd take years.
Here's the thing, guys. This should be suspect to you that there's countries in the world where people are serving jail time right now for doing that very thing, for questioning this Holocaust. Now, have you ever heard of another law like that? Like, could you imagine that? Questioning slavery or something like that, or questioning anything. They would lock you up in jail if you're saying that it's anything different than has happened that they're claiming happened. It's just insane. That should make you look at it in the first place. And no, I'm not on the same page as these David Irving tips and everyone that, want to make it out to be, like everything was, you know, like I said, it was a bad thing. You don't lock people up, you know, and everything else and work them to death. That's terrible. They did it to Russians, too. They did it to gypsies. They did it to a lot of Christians. And that's another thing, too, that I want to add about the Holocaust. It wasn't just a Jewish thing. Hitler purged all types of people, gays, you know, Christians that wouldn't fall in line with his doctrines.
People don't know that. I didn't know that. People are under the assumption that Hitler just went out and killed about millions of Jews. So he went pretty much to whatever country he invaded and murdered the people the way they say he did. Well, if that's the story. I mean, he didn't discriminate more against Jews because they were Jews at all.
No, he did.
It was Jews, they were Poland, they were Russian, whoever was in the way. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, pretty much. But yes, he did lock up Jews, and he did blame Jews for the downfall of Germany, which was, you know, to be honest, I think what he was doing was, you know, typecasting the German, you know, the Rothschild bankers, you know, and everything else. I think he had gotten a taste of some of the truth and just, you know, instead of going and punishing the real enemy, he went after some of the, you know, people that had nothing to do with it. And a lot of these Jews were Germans. You know, they were Germans. They were Germans first, and they fought in World War One for Germany. They were a war, you know. So, I mean, that's something that, you know, I'm not going to take away from the people. But the fact that it's that, you know, yes, the 6 million number is bullshit. And I'm going to say that here. I'll say that anywhere. You know, and that's a fact. And like I said, you know, the gas chambers have been pretty much debunked too. But yes, people did die in camps there. About the Karl Marx thing, I don't know. The only thing I probably would have said about Karl Marx is, for one, that he was controlled opposition. Karl Marx was someone who was, you know, the founder of Marxism, which is, you know, he was a Russian, you know, someone that rose up during the Russian Revolution. And, you know, he's believed to have been a Rothschild agent as well. You know, so, I mean, I don't know what if I said that he didn't exist.
Let's move on to the next thing. That's a little, the Karl Marx thing, I think, is a little, maybe a little off topic.
Yeah.
Because the first question was good, James. That Karl Marx thing, though, I don't know that. What was the other thing we wanted to, we were trying to touch on tonight? Real quickly, guys, I want to touch on something real quick, and I didn't want to have to ever touch on this again. I thought we were months and months and months and months and months and months and months past this. We're going to spend about 5 minutes on this, okay, guys? 5 minutes. Just only because I respect everybody that comes to our website, every viewer, every listener. And we had a new person come in named Julie, and she started pushing how we don't know how deep the rabbit hole is. Like, we don't know what's going on, and she knows what's going on because she's been following Dallas Goldbug. Can we just for once put this Dallas Goldbug guy to rest with this guy and his air comparisons and all his bullshit and all the garbage that people are saying that, like, it's just all the nonsense that comes out of this. This guy was put there to make researchers look absolutely awful.
Brian, could I start on this guy? I just want to start out with
you could take over for 10 minutes right now.
All right. My whole beginning, I'm hearing something in the background, Brian. Oh, you know why I'm on the stream. Hold on. Let me just X out of it. All right. Yeah, anyway, so my whole correspondence with Dallas Goldbug started last year when I was looking into the, you know, Giffords case. You know, that was the Gabby Giffords shooting that happened, supposedly happened, you know, last January. Now, I came across some information that had to, you know, by this guy Goldbug, who was a YouTube guy. And you know what? He was pretty dead on with all of his comparisons. You know, this guy had he had found this thing called the X Plan, which really, in fact, was a plan for you know, where they would stage an event, you know, or and everyone that would be there would be wearing these certain badges, you know, and whatnot. And the, you know, and he actually found out that by looking through the Pima County, you know, by looking, you know, through the Pima County Sheriff's thing, which is where it was, that these people were actually, you know, that were supposedly witnesses were actually Pima County sheriffs. And, you know, so, you know, this guy, you know, nailed it. And here's the thing. You have, there was like no pictures inside of the thing. The pictures they were showing you were of Gabby Giffords coming out of this place in a stretcher. And they weren't even like putting pressure on this head wound. It was supposedly there was barely any blood. You know, it was just a total fabrication. It just, you know, to me that whole event didn't take place. And so this made me sink some trust into this guy, you know, Dallas Goldbug, Ed Ciarini, however it's pronounced, you know. And so I somehow, if I Facebook friended him or contacted him by email, anyway, to make a long story short, you know, he had sent me a few other comparisons that he did. And a couple of them seemed a little off base, but I said, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, he for the most part, you know, got this Giffords thing. And, you know, and that was just by these Pima County cops. But over the past year or so, this guy has gone and tried to compare. He said George Soros is actually David Rockefeller. Jimmy Carter is actually JFK. Jordan Maxwell is actually Bill Cooper. Now the two of them do look alike, but you know, and he claims to go by these people's ears. Now I don't, for one, they do look alike, but I do not, I can see the difference.
Just go by their ears.
They're not the
same
guy. He says
the ear is better than a fingerprint. Better right. than the fingerprint. Go ahead.
Right. And he also, he claims that Sarah Palin is Tina Fey. Is I'm not sure if I don't want to misquote him here, but I believe he's saying is also the truther girl Sonia.
Yes, he is. Yep, all three
and,
of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, pretty much everybody out there. And here's the thing, you know, I'm not saying the people that you know, because besides, I think Sonia is somewhat legitimate. I think she's a pretty good, you know, I like her videos, truther girls. I think
I do
there
too.
Are. But as far as the rest of them, you know, to me, yes, Ron Paul's a shill, Alex Jones is a shill. You know, guys like Robert De Niro, yeah, I liked him as an actor, but, you know, he's a shill for, you know.
Oh, he's the head of the 9/11 memorial, and he narrates the Naudette Brothers film. How can he not be?
Exactly. And you know, Ben Fulford, you know, pretty much everyone this guy exposes, you know, quote, exposes are shills, you know. So, I mean, that's why he's kind of got to follow him. But if you look at these things, you know, they're just totally wrong. And now here's another thing too. He had a thing with another radio host, Harry Link. A lot of you guys may know of him, and I've met Harry personally. Now this thing really did it for me. Now he tried saying that last year's on the 10th anniversary of 9/11 that Harry wasn't in New York and that no one was in New York. And that Trayvon Martin was actually there. Yes. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking, well, this is, you know, sounds a little nuts. Well, here's the thing. He was trying to say it was in an L.A. studio or in Arizona or something, and saying that the street looked weird. Guys, I was there. I was there. I know the people that took these pictures. There's no way about it that you know, I don't know, Trayvon Martin may have been there, but he didn't come to me, you know. It just was a black kid, you know, to be honest. And this is the type of stuff we're dealing with here. And you know, it's really, really to me, it's Brian, why don't you get into it on the whole thing of, like, you know, on the work that you're doing and the work that a lot of the 9/11 researchers are doing.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to touch on that a little bit. Actually, I feel that, you know, as with any one of these shills that they put out there, there's a lot of different reasons. I mean, sometimes it's just one reason. Sometimes there's a lot of reasons. But, you know, when you there's a lot of research that goes into the whole 9/11 media hoax and the hoax that we've now discovered that it is, okay? Not me, the many people before me that have discovered it, okay? And part of that hoax is speculative. I mean, part of it is that they actually face-morphed thousands of victims in a computer program, okay? But that's, like, the biggest straw man argument of the 9/11 story. Like, we have so much more evidence than that, so we try not to even talk about that. But Dallas Goldbug is constantly making these facial comparisons, kind of like the 9/11 comparisons, I feel, almost to muddy the waters to make the 9/11 research look stupid, when there's so much more than that. When you have, you know, you have digital planes smashing into buildings that aren't even broken yet, and you have people that aren't even listed in the death index, and companies that never existed on floors that were supposedly there, and all types of discrepancies. But I feel that that's one of his purposes. One of Dallas's Goldbug's purposes is to take the nine, because it makes, what it does is anytime you look at a, let's say I have a serious 9/11 thing for you to look at, and I usually wouldn't even do the comparisons because it's just comparisons. It's always speculative. But let's just say I was like, hey, doesn't this look like it's just Photoshop from the same person? You're going to turn to me and you're going to be right. Like, what is this? This shit Dallas Goldbug does? This isn't even serious, is it? And that's how I feel that he's there. I feel that that's his purpose. What do you think?
I do. I think that's a very big part of it. Now, here's the thing. Let me get into how, you know, what happened too is like me, like so many other people I've seen, I disagreed with him on a couple of his matches. You know, and I said, hey, that person doesn't look anything like that person. And he tried saying, oh, it's a camera point of view. You know, they're wearing ear implants. They're wearing, you know.
He's got a lesson for you every time.
Yeah, yeah.
A video.
Yeah,
you know, he'll post a video for you. Point of view, point of perspective every right. time you disagree.
Right, and then here's the thing. Right after that, he'll call you a troll for disagreeing. And now here's a guy. Now, I went all over sharing this, the Giffords video, sharing it everywhere, defending it. And then, you know, then this guy puts out a ton of garbage, and I wasn't going to back that stuff. You know, but to make a long story short, that's what he does. He you know, if you disagree with him one time, I've seen people that have backed him way longer than I did. I was behind his stuff just for the Giffords thing. And I thought, you know, he may have been on something, you know, been onto something with the Jose Garena case, you know, and just the ones that were happening around Arizona. But the rest of them with him, you know, reaching for these big superstars, to me, it doesn't make sense because, for one, why would they put these big, huge superstars in there
like
when
the
there's
Ron
a...
Ron Paul one? The Ron
yeah, yeah.
Paul is the Harry it's... Potter wizard?
No,
give
yeah,
me
yeah,
a
he's
fucking break, dude.
He's Ian McClellan, Sir Ian McClellan, the Lord of the Rings guy. And, you know, he thinks David Icke is Richard Branson. Now, they do both look alike, but I think they're just both ugly Englishmen. I don't really think there's...
Now, guys, we understand that a lot of politics and all this other crap is controlled just like acting, but do these guys really have the time to do both?
Right.
All the time?
Here's the thing. There's a million C&D actors out there that are starving for a paycheck and are starving to work and would love to play a show. Why would they need to have one guy play four different roles? And now he claims
like De Niro or somebody that could hold like weight against you and blackmail you later on. Why not get a D actor that if they ever come out against the government's like, yeah, who's this guy? F this guy.
Take him out. Yeah. You know,
not even take him out. Just discredit him in the media.
Yeah.
And his message never gets out.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't even have to take him out.
Or just arrest him for drugs and now his accountability shot or something else, you know, something, you know, who knows?
Exactly.
Like they've always done to whistleblowers, you know. But I mean, you know, the whole thing to me, when you look at some of the things and it's like this guy supposedly is finding someone every day and
all the time. It's like, come on, this would take 4, 5, 6 months, maybe even longer just to find one person, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah. Well, I would think at least, no matter what, even if he was working around the clock on this, I would think it would take him at least 2 weeks to a month to really say that one person is this person, you know, with you know 99, you know 95%, you know, believability. Now, you know, to be honest, I may get flack for this, But I think that Alex Jones may be Bill Hicks, but I don't even think he's – I messaged him about that early on. And I said, you know, it's a possibility that this guy may be this guy. And he didn't even put it out. At the beginning, he was pushing Ron Paul and InfoWars and stuff on his site. And then all of a sudden when also the Power Hour with you know, and all these other, and as soon as they didn't want to have him on anymore, he finally went against all these shills or whatever, and that's what he's done now. And everybody that he's you know, everybody that goes and says anything bad about him, he goes and the next day he compares them to an actor. Like, for example, that he was on a show called Late Night in the Midlands a few weeks ago, and they ambushed him on air, and they were, you know, asking him some questions. I didn't even think they weren't even the best questions to ask.
Judy Wood was on the other night. I called in, and they censored my ass.
Right. Well. Oh yeah. No. There's. It's totally. You know. I don't. That operation over there. It's another. You know. I don't really. I don't put much faith in them either. They. You know. They either kiss their guest's ass or they ambush them. But to make a long story short, though, with this thing, the next day he comes out and says that the host of the show is actually Adam Walsh, the missing kid that the guy from America's Most Wanted.
Ryan Dunn was just some Occupy Wall Street dude that didn't look anything like Ryan Dunn. Like, what the fuck was
that? Yes. Yeah, Ryan Dunn never did. Now, that's a big thing. Now, I swear, you people are, some of you are probably thinking like, wow, this, you know. No, to him, there's this family, the Greenberg family, that is actually the Rothschilds don't exist in his world, or they're just like a bullshit family. To him, the Greenbergs are like the top dogs, and he has, you know, all these and Jackass. Every Jackass actor is involved to him, and also every 30 Rock and Saturday Night Live alum is also involved. And then everyone from Tribeca Films is also involved. You know, and here's the thing. Like we said, we don't trust the media one bit. We don't trust any of these people. But to say that, you know, like that Ron Paul is this guy, Sir Ian McClellan, you guys know my feelings about Ron Paul. I'm not a Paul fan at all. But I laughed when I saw this. And that's what I've been doing for the past 6 months at any of this guy's matches. And, you know, you just have to see it for yourself. Go to his page and watch as soon as somebody says, you know, hey, Ed, I really don't see why they would do this, or I know this person in real life, or hey, that person's 200 pounds heavier than that person, or, you know, this person's 7 inches taller. He'll say, you know, you're a troll, that's it, and you're gone, you know.
Done. Hey, just so you guys know, for the record, Brian S. Stavely is blocked from Dallas Goldbug's page, just so you know. I'm not allowed on his page.
I've been deleted also, too. I also have.
It's been a while now, and all I did was tell him one time. I didn't even tell him. I told somebody in the comments, if you believe this bullshit, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I just questioned him, because I was getting emails from him for a while and everything, and I what's weird is, like, the first time when I corresponded with him, he asked me if I was an actor. He asked me if I, and I'm thinking, you know, am I an actor? No, I don't wish to sell my soul to be, you know, but no, yeah, would I be doing this if I was an actor? Come on. He's like, I know I've seen you, but he dropped it. He hasn't, you know, said anything since, but I'm sure once, his minions, if they ever hear this, he'll be making, posters about me and Brian tomorrow about how we're really, I'm one of the fat Italians from The Sopranos, and Brian's really, God knows who.
Anon just posted in the chat, why not just focus on truth and justice instead of all this bullshit? Anon, we do focus on truth and justice all the time, probably quite a bit more than other people, but sometimes this bullshit needs to be mentioned because people buy into this bullshit. So if people go over to wellaware1.com and think they're getting the truth because this guy is telling them, oh, the news is controlled and these people are actors and this, that, and the other thing, it's very important that they know that that's a bunch of bullshit. A lot of the stuff in the alternative media is just bull. You can't just go on. You have to be able to discern. Don't just think you can go on the alternative media, look around and think everything's real, because it's not. And it's, a lot of this stuff's important. So when people have a name out there and all of a sudden they have 10,000 viewers on YouTube, then yeah, they got to be called out. We don't spend every night on Dallas Goldbug. But so, if you go back, look on our page. Somebody commented on our page just the other day specifically about Dallas Goldbug and how we're not far enough down the rabbit hole. We need to look into him, yada, 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 yada. And he is a load of crap. And that's it. We're not going to spend all night on him. But it needed to be said. Sorry.
Yeah.
It did.
It's something for a while, too, and because of how he's mixing what we research, especially what Brian researches, you know, and a lot of what's, is being done at Let's Roll forums and September Clues forums, a lot of this work. And, you know, it just seems like it's, he's going and taking it's getting rid of this good research by speculating on these people. And,
it is. I've called it to a T for the last few months. I've seen it going down. It's what he's doing. He even tried to get on our radio station. It's what he's doing. He's trying to make the 9/11 victim research look bad. He's trying to make all researchers look like idiots, amongst a million other things. Guys, we're going to take a quick 5-minute, not even 5 minutes. We're going to take like a 3-minute break. We're going to play a song. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Dose of Reality, Brian Stavely, Justin Cook. Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. Thanks for sticking with us during that brief break. Justin, you still here with us, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just had to mute out. I just wanted to say something real quick. I want to say thanks to Freethink Radio for also streaming us tonight. And I wanted to say, when we're not on the air, if you guys want to, you know, listen to some good radio, check out Trevor Davey and Nelson Legacy and True North and a lot of the other, shows they have going on over there. Just figured I would plug them, considering they've been nice enough to stream us and they're good friends of mine. So.
No, you definitely shouldn't. I should be plugging them more, and you usually do, and I usually forget to. And they've been playing us every Sunday night now for probably I don't know how long. I'd say it's probably been about 2 months now. So thanks a lot, guys. I really do appreciate it. It's really helping build the fan base up, and I see a lot of people that I don't normally run into, like on Facebook and Google Plus and things like that, just talking about the show and saying they've heard it other places. And I know some of it's from Freethink. And then there's just, there's a lot of people all over the world that just want the truth. You know, we got people from the Ukraine, the UK. Speaking of that, guys, I want to plug something real quick. What we're going to do this week is we're not exactly sure which days yet, but I do know on Wednesday the 16th we're going to do a special show. It's going to be like a midweek show. We're going to do a show on a Wednesday. Probably about 11 o'clock, if that's okay with Justin. We're going to do that with James Sloan on 9/11. James Sloan is a 9/11 researcher, somebody that I know from Let's Roll forums, a few other places, and he's really, really, really in the know as far as 9/11. He knows a lot of stuff. He's really far down the road, and I think it'll make a great interview. He's agreed to come on midweek, which allows us to do two other interviews. And we're going to have Simon Shack from September Clues back on. And we're going to also have Brian Hamilton, just a friend from Facebook, who's also a 9/11 researcher on. We're just not sure which of the two weekends we're having each one on. We do know that Wednesday the 16th, we're going to have James Sloan on for the 9/11 special. As far as next weekend and the weekend after, Sundays, just stay tuned, because we're not sure what we're going to do for times yet. We're not sure which of the two guys we're having on yet. So things might get bumped around a little bit for a couple weeks. But the next 3 weeks, we got three 9/11 shows coming up. Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday. Keep it in mind, okay, guys? Justin, anything else?
I'm trying to think. I was checking out a little earlier, looking through the news. And whatnot, and I was just, you know, seeing some stuff about, you know, what they're doing with the soldiers and everything. And, you know, it's pretty insane. You know, they're actually planning on chipping, you know, the soldiers. Now, we knew this would happen first, and they're saying that the reason they're going to do it is to monitor their health and everything else. You know, now this is what happens, guys. We know damn well the chip is part of the agenda. It's something they want to control every aspect of our lives. Now the first people that will get it will most likely be soldiers. They're also already marketing it to old people.
Is this real? Do you think this is real? Like, not fear-mongering? Yes. Like, this is legit?
It's totally legit. They've been wanting to do this for a while. Yeah, oh yeah, no. They are gonna chip everybody eventually. My opinion also too is that it's going to be, you know, what they're going to do is after the soldiers and the old people, the old people they're already marketing it to, you know, that have health problems, so that you know they can supposedly just read the chip and tell what, you know, meds you're on and whatever else. But next is going to be anyone that's getting state assistance. You know, they haven't said this yet, but I believe a couple states have talked about it. Now, that would make sense because here's something. Now, if you're getting state assistance, what can you do? You can't say no because then they can just, you know, take off your assistance and you're screwed. And then eventually it'll move into employers doing it, and eventually you won't be able to buy or sell or anything without this chip. Here's the thing about the chip, Brian. You know, they wouldn't have wasted all this money making a chip that actually goes into people. There's people that already have them. You know, that's the thing. There's people that have volunteered to be test subjects for them. And there's even people that have gotten them at certain nightclubs and whatnot, you know, so they can just be let in, you know, without having to show ID or whatever. And to me, it's pretty nuts that you would get this. They're very hard to get out. The muscle forms around them and everything, and it's, you know, they're really crazy, and they're making them smaller and smaller. So I just want to talk about that. And I think there's something else going on with the military. I think that they're for a long time you see all these military men dying so early and getting neurological diseases now. I want to say that I know that they're testing vaccines on them, but the fact that these people are also, you know, getting these neurological disorders and everything else, you know, it just makes sense. And you know, for anyone out there that's thinking of joining the armed services, you know, and anything, obviously, you know, our feelings about the war and about the murder of millions of Iraqis and Afghanis, Libyans, and you know, everyone else through the covert wars. You know, but this is something where, you know, you got to look at it as your own health. You know, never mind you risk, you know, getting a leg blown off over there, getting, you know, killed. But, you know, there's people that are dying all the time from vaccines and all this other stuff. In the military, you sign your life over to them. You know, it's on them. So I just wanted to bring that up real quick. It's just stuff that I've come across recently, you know, and stuff that I thought was important to bring up. I don't know, Brian. What do you got for us?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know my mic was muted. I think that it's, you know, it's kind of actually saddening because I have a cousin that just went to the service, and here he is thinking it's the right thing to do and this and that, and I just know about all the shit that they put in the vaccines for him. And guys, you think your kids are getting tested in school? What do you think these soldiers are getting tested on? Let me tell you something. I don't know this for a fact, but we know that a lot of soldiers kill themselves from suicides and whatnot. How many of those suicides do you really think are caused by vaccines and covered up as suicides from other things?
I would say that a good amount of them are either from suicides or from psychotropic drugs. That's another thing, too. When soldiers get home, they load them up with antidepressants, anti-anxiety, you know, everything from like from regular just Xanax to like things like Depakote and things like, you know, seizure med, you know, these very strong medicines. These people are a shell of themselves when they're over with it, you know, and of course, a lot of them have, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder and everything. You know, so I mean, it really makes you wonder. You know, Looking at the chat here too. I'm not sure about when, you know, when and if Iran will ever happen. You know, there's a lot of stuff going back and forth, and it seems like if they were gonna do Iran, it would have been done already. They have enough support with the American populace behind it. Not that they care, but you know how many people. I do think Syria is a target. I'm not sure about others, but you know, getting back to the thing real quick about the vaccines and everything, and you know, and everything else. Well, you know, recently I want to look more into this stuff, but there's this chemtrail website I came across, and you know, there's this technology out called BioAPI, and what it does is supposedly you're actually all of us now are not 100% human anymore because of the nanotech that we've already breathed in,
nanoparticles and shit.
Yes. Yep. Total nanofibers. You know, they're so small. We're breathing them in. They're in everything. You know, think about it. They're in our food. They're in our drinks and everything. You know, in our water. To make a long story short, what this they will eventually be able to do by this, and I believe this is the second reason behind geoengineering for chemtrails, that they're dropping this stuff on us. And then eventually, what they'll be able to do is certain people will be more susceptible than others to it, but they'll be actually able to control people like robots, and that will, you know, they won't need MK Ultra or any of these Manchurian candidate things after this, because they will have in essence people that, you know, are willing to, you know, do anything. You know, they won't even know that they're doing it, and it's very scary stuff to think about, you know. I'll drop a link in the chat if you guys want to look it up. I've been pushing this everywhere recently for, you know, I do think that this may be another reason besides the other holograms are another possible reason for chemtrails. But I think the number one reason it would be HARP and geoengineering. Second would be this. And then after that, you know, your guess is as good as mine.
My main thing is I believe the whole GMO thing was one of the main ones. You know, because for all the farmers that refuse to go GMO, they just pollute the F out of their fields, and then they're forced to switch over. But
yeah,
I mean that's huge. The food production's huge, but the stuff that you're telling me now is kind of blowing my mind, and it makes sense a little bit. It sounds far fetched, guys. It sounds like science fiction. But in 10 years from now, let's see if these nanoparticles inside your body sound like science fiction anymore. Because I bet you they don't.
No, exactly. You know, and that's the thing. And a lot of movies are getting people used to this type of stuff. And that link I just dropped in there, it gives you examples of a lot of movies where you're, you know, where they're kind of already introducing this to you. So, you know, it won't seem so far-fetched in the future. You know, some of this type of stuff where people all of a sudden just, you know, flip and change. And, you know, and the whole thing, you know, look at Morgellons. Supposedly, we all have Morgellons. Anyone that has enough chemtrail, you know, or nanoparticles and has Morgellons. Some people. People reason it
Justin,
doesn't mix with them right.
We lost you for a second, you know, but we actually got it on the call. I just added somebody into the call.
Call
you're live
on
the air with Justin Cook and Brian Stavely. Okay. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are
you? Yes, sir.
I'll
be better when Bush and Cheney hang for committing 9/11. It's my gauge block on what's going
buddy,
on in our
believe
society.
Me. Nobody's gonna shed any tears over here, but there's gotta be a lot more than just them hanging for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. But I think as Americans, that's what we have to focus on. Keep it simple. And the fact of the matter is, we know the Bushes, old man. We know that the Bushes have been fronting for the Rockefellers since they built Standard Oil on murder and arson back in 1870s Cleveland. Before that, the Bushes were silk stocking mob front lawyers in Kansas City, fronting for the mob. Okay, and then they teamed up with the Rockefellers up in Ohio, which was the oil capital of the world,
right?
Toledo, and they built Standard Oil. There were 28 refineries, and within a period of 8 weeks, all but four had been blown up in mysterious circumstances, or the owners were found dead on their doorsteps Monday morning, the people who refused to sell out for a dime on the dollar to the Rockefeller cartel. And then they paid off federal judges and U.S. senators. You can read Citizen Hearst by Swanberg. I mean, this is all solid scholarship. You can go to my blog, is Jeffersonian Exegesis, theamericanfundament.blogspot.com, or you can just link off of Brian's.
Why don't you throw your blog in the chat for us? Why don't you write your blog in the chat or in the comments?
I'll do it. But instead
of
all
when
this...
when you're all done talking, finish what you're saying.
But here's my point. David Petraeus was a classmate of mine at West Point.
Yep.
I went in the Army when I was 18. I was a true believer. I grew up above the Pentagon.
Yep.
And then I realized once I was at West Point that we were fighting for the side whose leader bragged on BBC that Hitler was his hero, Win Kalki. Dr. King talked about it in his Riverside Church speech, explaining why we shouldn't be in Vietnam on the wrong side of the global revolution. Well, the global revolution is the Jeffersonian American Whig revolution that set people free all around the world. I mean, Jefferson was a prophet of God, as was Dr. King. And that, as Americans, that's American exceptionalism. We've got to focus on returning to individual sovereignty. Instead of speculating and imagining all these horrific chipping and all the evil that Monsanto's done and what evil they have in store for us, and now they're talking about evacuating Chicago for the NATO summit. I mean, that's just simply insane. We have to arrest these. I'm sorry?
It's the fear-mongering. They use it so much, and it works so well.
Right. But the bottom line is, we know that the same defined, easily identified, theological, socio-political faction has committed treason against us. They nailed the fascists to the front wall of the U.S. House of Representatives. You can go on C-SPAN, look at the twin fascists. That's a symbol of the power and authority of the Roman state.
But now they control the media, and it's a big difference.
Right, that's the circulation wars. You can get a hold of a copy for a few hundred bucks of Unholy Toledo by Hillman. He gives the date and the names when the organized crime took over big media back in the 19-teens in the circulation wars. You go back and look and see these Jewish mobsters, whatever, in Hackensack or Hoboken. I mean, these folks, they own all these media empires. They're nothing but the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of mobsters, like Catherine Graham, the Washington Post. His father, Eugene Mayer, was his best friend was Meyer Lansky. Are you gone?
No, we're still here. We're still here.
You're breaking up on your end. If you can hear me, I'll keep riffing.
Keep going, buddy. We can hear you fine. It's actually our co-host. It's his microphone. It's having a little bit of a problem. But go ahead. Go on for another five minutes, brother. No problem.
All right. We the people, veterans sworn to the oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, have to understand that there was no Boeing 757 at the Pentagon. Colonel George Nelson, full colonel Air Force, top crash analysis officer, went on record with his honorable career saying there was no Boeing 757 at the Pentagon. Our lying eyes can see that it was a missile hole in the same axis as the Columbia Pike approach path. We know Mossad agents were arrested with explosives outside the World Trade Center, right in that area, and deported. So we know the state of Israel has precipitated an act of war against us, and we're all pretty much Gentiles, and they think we're trash. They believe and teach their children that we are less than human because we're not born Jews. The prophecy of Isaiah is that the new Israel will be founded by our ancestors, the Gentiles. You can read it in the book. Read in the book of Isaiah. It says the new Israel will be founded by the Gentiles, and they will be a refuge, the remnant of the house of Israel, which we have been, and there are plenty of American Jews whose allegiance is to America. But we got to get back to our creed. A creed is how people knows the Creator. Creed, Creator. Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order, where just truth and justice are worshipped in the holy law courts, and that's the razor cut. Right and wrong is between truth and justice, and when we're on the side of truth and justice, we're on the side of the Creator, the King of America, that Thomas Paine named. All right? That's what our orientation has to be as Americans, and recognize that it's the same faction that killed Kennedy and King to send us to Nam for the Roman 5% Roman Catholic elite that owns 95% of the wealth, that David Rockefeller is their banker, who financed Hitler through Prescott Bush, a member of the Knights of Malta, George Herbert Walker Bush's father, George Herbert Walker Bush, we know, assassinated John Kennedy 6 weeks after he ordered us out of Vietnam. And his
Isn't that what all the wars are about? The Vatican controlling everybody's money and using NATO to send everybody in there to take over all their banks?
Right, but Brian, it's not just everybody. It's just this fifth column of the Roman Antichrist that Thomas Jefferson, a prophet of God, identified in his letter to Samuel Crucible, 19 January 1810. The same families have been living over in Europe that ran the Caesars. It's called the Black Aristocracy. They still run the homosexual priesthood of Babylon, the Catholic Church, that was kicked out of Jerusalem, recorded in the Book of Kings. The King Jehoshaphat booted out the cult of male prostitutes. Did you see in the news where they castrated 10 Irish kids a while ago for ratting them out on their molestation? The Antichrist, guys. And I'm not a bigot. My mother's family was Roman Catholic. I'm Irish, all right? But the fact of the matter is, when I was at West Point and I realized that they had duped us into going and signing up and going and taking life and leading us into combat for people who loved Hitler, it's the Catholics, man. It's and they know who they are. I had a girlfriend who was CIA, second generation. I was knocking at a Catholic church one night. She explained to me in detail from her father, as a full-time CIA, second generation. The CIA is Roman Catholic, okay? They know what they're doing. These are all guys who were molested as priests. David Petraeus is now the head of them. He's like Admiral Fallon said when he reported for duty over there. He said, "Oh, you're just a little ass-pissing little chicken shit." He was at West Point. He's a little immigrant boy. He's a sweaty little stunty kid. He'd been shot once in a live-fire exercise. I guarantee you one of his troops nailed him. He named him Betrayus. He's a betrayer. He married the superintendent's daughter, all right? He's an ass-kissing cretin that does nothing but suck up to these traitors like Rockefeller and Kissinger that killed our president and sent 58,000 of them to Nam, shedding the blood of millions of innocents on behalf of nothing short of Satan. This Thomas Jefferson called the Antichrist. We got to get back on team as Americans to legitimize our freedom and liberty by expropriating this fascist plutocracy, this Fed money system that John Kennedy got rid of when he was president. He used U.S. notes, constitutional money.
So
then they popped him, and that's Rockefeller's bank. You can read what's the guy's name, the Beast of Jekyll Island, or whatever it is. That's all true. It's fiat money. The Steve Forbes grandfather was their flack.
All right, to sum up what you're saying a little bit is,
right,
we know who some of these people are because it's the same goddamn families that have been there the whole time,
right.
And why are they still getting away with it? Is that what you're saying?
It is fascism.
Let me interject something real quick now.
Let me wrap up.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, you please. You say what you're going to say, and then I just want to give something short at the end.
Okay, yeah, no, I just wanted to say, the whole thing was great, the whole Rockefeller Bush thing at the beginning. I just want to say there's a strange thing though at the beginning where how the Bushes were Eastern establishment, but really in all reality,
No, they were Midwestern mob lawyers in Kansas City. Bush is a German Catholic name, B-U-S-C-H. They anglicized it. It's all a complete fabrication. These are mobsters. Look at their faces, man.
I know.
They don't look like Americans.
I'm not arguing that, man. No, I just wanted to add that there was Avril Harriman that put Prescott, you know, got him involved pretty much, though, no?
Prescott Bush was a member of the Knights of Malta, okay? He's a papal knight. You know,
yes,
even though he called himself an Episcopalian, all right? These are German Catholics that switched over to be Episcopalians.
Yep.
In order to look politically acceptable. And I'm from a Catholic family, okay? But
yeah,
let's not kid ourselves.
They're all Knights of Malta.
You can see their tribe. Richard Nixon was hired into politics by Prescott Bush. He was his butt boy. Richard Nixon was his closet queen. George W. Bush had his homosexual lover at the White House. James Ducker, you can look it up. Documented by the Secret Service. But my point is, let me just wrap up because you've given me so much time and I appreciate it. All we have to do is get back to our creedal civil religion. All we got is Novus Ordo Seclorum, E Pluribus Unum, and Anuit Septus. Divine providence blesses our righteous endeavors. There's only one God. Truth and justice, Gandhi said, is God. We can know that if we establish truth and justice in the courts and nothing else, in holy, inviolable law courts, God will smile on us. In the new secular order, no king and no pope. Rome's got to get out of our land. They're the ones that promote illegal immigration. They're the ones that molest the little kids. And E Pluribus Unum, where we're all one people. Anybody's got a different religious take other than just simply the deity, the creator. They keep it to themselves. Worship that entity in your closet. We are a creedal civil religion where we can only worship the creator direct as sovereign Americans by the First Amendment. Anything else, like George, the homosexual psychopath, in the first debate that Jesus was his favorite political philosopher, that was treason against our new secular order creed. You follow me?
I think you said a lot of good things tonight. I really do. But I do think you threw a lot of homosexual shots out there. And I don't agree with what they do. But, I mean, what they do on their own time is their own business. And
right, I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, when they want to be with people that they're comfortable with. And when they got molested by a priest or by their family, like the Bushes molest their kids, and you go back and look at the family pictures.
Right.
Then, that's awful. Sure, let them have it, but
keep it away from the kids. Any adult that precipitates it, any adult that molests a kid, he's got to have the full brunt of the law. But I'm saying that this is a source of earthly evil is queering little kids and then cutting the nuts off and saying it's the kid's fault that he's talking crazy about how it's the hypocrisy. George W. Bush ran for office opposing gay marriage. All these guys,
and then there's another thing too. Is Prescott Bush, of course, you know, they act like the Bushes are this big conservative family. Yet he was one of the founders of Planned Parenthood. You know,
I've
never heard you before. How did you hear of our show before? How did you hear of us? Because I've never heard of anywhere
Facebook
before.
I'm Facebook friend with Justin.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, all right, and I appreciate your show, guys, but. We just got to focus on what we know for an absolute scientific fact is that Bush and Rockefeller with Nixon killed John Kennedy to send us to Nam. We know whoever killed Kennedy killed Dr. King. 58,000 of us died. That's not make-believe. That's not actors, D or C-list actors. That's blood. That's Arlington Cemetery dirt, okay? We know they did that, and we know they did 9/11, and the goddamn Zionists helped them do it as an act of war against us who they think are cattle, a mindless herd. The Jews have contempt for Gentiles, thinking they're lower than us, and Judaism has been hijacked by godless thugs. And we got to stand up as a people and get back only to God. Truth and justice.
You know how we do. You know how we start? We take our goddamn TVs and we throw them out the fucking window.
Amen. You see them on Saturday Night Live or on all these TV shows. And, you know, some of the humor is good. And you look, Brian Williams' daughter is some hack actress that's getting touted on Jimmy Fallon's show. And the intro on this thing is talking about Bin Laden and the great wonder of Bin Laden being killed by Obama. That's all a lie. And these people are getting paid big bucks to enslave us with their lies. The false news,
it's
false
all lies.
Theater.
Even the alternative media is all lies. I tell you what it is. It's just from the other side.
It's the New York, L.A., Sodom and Gomorrah axis, man. I've been to New York and L.A. I've seen it up close and personal. These people are servants of Satan. They're traitors. We know they're backing up the people that killed Kennedy and sent us to Nam. We know they're backing up the people who we know committed 9/11, which was controlled demolition in New York. It was a missile to the Pentagon. Top brass, Colonel George Nelson, USAF retired, said it was no Boeing 737. Congressmen and senators talked about it on Larry King the next night about the white jumbo jet. As the report came to him from the Pentagon, you can't unring the bell, all right? These people are traitors. Thomas Jefferson nailed them as the Antichrist. They got to go, or we're slaves.
My friend, I want to thank you in for calling in a lot tonight. We definitely have some. I agree with you that, you know, with some of the people that would have pulled off 9/11, but as far as your details about what happened, I think maybe you should listen to a few of our 9/11 specials because there sure was no missile at the Pentagon.
Excuse me? What did you say? There absolutely was a missile at the Pentagon. It went
through
three rings of the Pentagon.
There was?
Went through three rings of the Pentagon.
I could show you evidence that they just basically showed you CGI on TV and then there was no rings at the Pentagon.
Most likely just if anything, just blew a bomb up in the wall. That's all, you know.
It was just a Hollywood scripted event, my friend.
I'll give it to you. That's fine. I don't care. All that matters is it wasn't a Boeing 757. Commander in chief
Of course, no. There was no planes in. You're definitely right.
I agree with a lot of things you just say. Just on the way out, when you say all these 9/11 things that I don't agree with, me being the 9/11 guy, I can't just sit here and not say anything. And
no, I appreciate that, but it's immaterial. The fact of the matter is, it's treason. You're right.
Whether it was this, that, or the other thing, the story they told us is totally bogus.
That's immaterial.
Right.
The main thing is they have to be arrested.
What matters is what they told us is not what happened. It wasn't a bunch of Muslim terrorists.
And our troops are dying. Marines, soldiers are dying for their lives. That's treason. We can't be free Americans and let traitors run our country. And like you're saying, even Ron Paul's probably a show. The people must reconvene by focusing on direct worship of the Creator, establishing justice in truth alone and nothing else. Anybody says anything different, anybody goes across from that, they're a Tory traitor, and they got to get what we gave the Tories in 1776. You give them the oak, you give them the torch, you kick them out of the country. You say, you don't want to be an American, you don't want to worship truth and justice, by God, get out of our country. All assets remain here. We're going to have constitutional money. We're going to repudiate the debt. We're going to get rid of this fascist plutocracy. We're going to pull the fascists down from the front wall of the U.S. House of Representatives, and the Catholics, the goddamn Roman Catholics and the FBI and the CIA have got to go. These are traitors. It's a factional treason, and they know what they're doing. These are molested little kids.
Here's the idea for if we do rest out of these guys' hands. This is my opinion, is that we would create a government. There would be no headed actual leader. I would like some type of new Congress, something like that. But here's the thing. It would have to be totally new people. And everyone would have to admit what religion they are. It doesn't matter. And what fraternal organizations they belong to. And if we find out that they're lying about any of that, they're automatically out and banned forever. I think that's the only way that we could ever stop the usurping of
we got to get back to our roots. We got to get back to our roots. American exceptionalism means a creedal civil religion where people can be a Baptist or they can be a Muslim or a Hindu or a Jew or anything they want to be. But in the public common, all we can worship by God is the creed in truth and justice and nothing else. Sectarian factionalism, what like this homosexual psychopath pulled off on us saying Jesus was his favorite political philosopher, is treason. Sectarian factionalism is divide and conquer, Roman techniques that they've used hundreds of times before. That's what all these Catholics are fanning the flames of fear. You look at all the Catholic, Rocha, this guy that saves us out of the Air Force Academy, living in Malaysia, talking about the hollow points for Homeland Security. These people, how come they're all these Roman Catholics that are doing this? It's because Rome has perfected enslavement.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. How long now, Justin? Forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The truth of the matter, like you said, though, is you're right. All these people here, and even the Rothschilds, people give the Rothschilds a little too much credit. The Rothschilds are Knights of Malta, and they are the holder of the papal treasury, but they answer to the Black Pope, the Gray Pope, you know, and the regular Pope.
That may be true, Justin. I believe you. Okay, I'm fine with that. But as an American, I don't care. Our country stops at our shore. We got to clean up our own house, and that means Rockefeller, Bush, whatever Rothschild agents are here, whatever agents of the Black aristocracy are here, the fascist plutocracy, the false elite that pulled off this. With the media, with all of the facets of the false elite, have covered up the Kennedy assassination. The whole anti-communism was nothing but an extension of Divina Redemptoris, the papal bull that kicked off the Holocaust, to whatever degree it actually existed. You know, it may have been a phony psych operation to, because I know that that's part of their technique is, oh, you hate me because I'm a Jew. You know, I had a girl in the seventh grade when I moved from Colorado to Arlington, Virginia. Jeannie Nathan, Eugenium Nathan, her father was a big cheese in government. People were running for homeroom president, and I made a political cartoon about our homeroom having a ball and chain with her name on it. And just because she was an obnoxious person and an insincere person. And she, all of a sudden, in the middle of class, she starts screaming and crying in her head, oh, Willie Jones hates me because I'm a Jew. I didn't know what a Jew was. I was from Colorado. I had no knowledge of what Jew meant, all right? So she's they have done this thing on a macro basis, and they may do that. They may have done that with the numbers on the Holocaust. And I got to tell you, having intimate knowledge of the Jewish community in Atlanta for 20 years, I went to a Holocaust Yom HaShoah at the Jewish cemetery down Cascade Road, and this woman who'd been in Auschwitz or somewhere, you know, a lot of them were sex slaves. I had customers, good-looking Jewish women who were during the war were sex slaves or something, like the Korean women and with the Japanese. And this woman gets up on the thing. She was a speaker for this event, you know, with thousands of people there. And she goes on for 25 minutes talking about all these horrible things that happened around her. And I believe her, you know, people being shot back right next to her, you know, her brother, cousin, whatever, being hauled. I'm willing to believe it. And she kept repeating this theme, this motif. I don't know why I don't know why I lived. I don't know why I lived. I don't know why I lived. And I was going up for the memorial thing with the, you know, where you put the stones on a thing. And I said, ma'am, do you not know that it was the grace of God Almighty that preserved you out of your tribulation? Oh, she, oh yeah, of course. I said, well, why didn't you say that? Never crossed her mind. Oh, she said, oh, I didn't have enough time. All right? Yeah. God is real. God is who gave us Thomas Jefferson and
well,
America.
The, we
and
do, we do know this.
Say again?
We do know this that you know it can be debated about everything, but I do believe there is a creator, and I believe the Fibonacci strain is a good example of something why the the Fibonacci scale or whatever it is, where you know everything
that's for a whole another show though, but
yeah, you know, okay, let me just tell you, we've got another guy that wants to call in.
We've had you on for a while, and we want to thank you for calling in. And,
all right, thank you guys. You're great. Thanks for doing what you're doing,
guys. Anytime you want, Sunday night we're on at the same time, 10:30 Eastern, unless we do a special that we announce. So besides that, 10:30 Eastern every time.
All right, I'm gonna put my blog up there. It shows the scholarship on fascist plutocracy's takeover of America. All
yeah, guys,
links,
put it in the chat and put it in the comments, and it'll stay in the comments. Everybody will see it. You know what I mean?
All right. Thanks, guys. You're great. I appreciate your work. God bless you.
All right, dude. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Justin, you still there? I think I might have dropped Justin, guys, but if I did, I'm going to get him right back on the whole hood right here. Don't worry about that. Okay, maybe not that easy, huh? All right, guys, quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Justin, you here with us?
He's scheduled for 60 minutes.
Justin?
Yeah.
Okay, you're here. It looks like...
Can you hear me, Brian?
Yeah, you... Yeah, can you hear me? Justin.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, it's working. You might need to clean that thing out really good or something, dude.
I have no RAM. I got an Echo, though, now.
Oh, yeah, I can take care of that right away. But, yeah, you got to do something. Hold on, I'll shut the Echo off, my bad. That's because I was playing the goddamn intro. I know what it is right away, though. And it is totally gone now. As far as that last caller goes, I mean, he made a lot of good points, but he really threw that homophobic type stuff out there a lot. I really wasn't a big fan of that, so I had to cut him off. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, and here's my theory on that stuff. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, you can't blame someone for being gay. On the other hand, you know, here's the thing. You know, they're born like that, and they're, you know, they have the same rights. They should have the same rights as everyone else. There's an agenda out there to, you know, in fact, get rid of. You know, we know there's an agenda to end the families. But here's the thing is with things like bisphenol A, which is a gender bender, which yeah. With a lot of these Monsanto stuff and whatnot, it's turning out that more men are being born gay, more women are being,
feminized.
Yeah, Yep. They're going through puberty at 6 to 7 years old now. They're getting more, you know, feminine cancers, ovarian cancer, breast cancer. you know, and this is all, and also the birth rates are up. It's like 55-45 now, females to men, but in some places it's as bad as 70-30 female to male. And
I think
it's
China's one of those places, right? Unless whatever they tell us is bullshit, which it could be.
well, China's actually kind of I'm not sure about China. I think it's China. What and actually they really don't want a daughter to be born in China, especially among the country people over there, because you're only they have the one child policy, so you're only allowed one child. So a lot of times they don't want a girl because. A boy can help more on the farm, or
then that's the end of the family line if there's no boys to reproduce.
Exactly.
Real quickly before we get off topic, while we were on break, somebody asked who was that in the music. That was Immortal Technique. That was Immortal Technique that you guys heard. You might have heard something else real quick, but if you heard the rap song talking about 9/11 and all this other crap, that was Immortal Technique. Now, as far as if he's misinformation, if he does know the deal, if he doesn't, I don't know. I tend to think he's just a legit guy that believes a lot of the bullshit that a lot of the truth movement believes. But who knows? Maybe he was put there to help push that message out. I don't know.
I like that song. What was it? Cause of death? It was
cause of death.
My opinion on Immortal Technique is that he's just, I think he's an honest guy and just kind of, just believes what, you know, like you said, a lot of the stuff that's easily out there. I'm sure, you know, he hasn't spent, you know, his whole life researching 9/11. I think he's sort of the casual researcher into some of this stuff. And some of the stuff he may go a little deeper
in. Same thing with Loopy. They asked about Loopy Fiasco. Same deal. Is he legit? Right. Yeah, I think he's legit. He is. He's gone on. Bill O'Reilly told him to go F himself pretty much. I think he's pretty much – I do think he's legit. I don't think he's a legit researcher where he would ever find out the real truth about what happened on 9/11. But do I think he's legit, like a legit voice speaking out saying, hey, this isn't right, yada, 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 we're not idiots? Yeah. Now it says I know he's friends with Jay-Z, and like I said before, I was a huge Jay-Z fan. He was my absolute favorite. Just because he's friends with him, that doesn't mean that he agrees with everything he does. Jay-Z's probably friends with 900 million people.
Here's my opinion on Lupe. I love Lupe. I love his whole last album. And there was even songs supposedly they left out there. The only problem I have with him again is the red flag of the record label that he signed to, you know, and the fact is that, you know, there's a lot of these people out there like Immortal Technique that aren't signed to, you know, to big record deals and R.A. the Rugged Man. You know, that's my only problem with Lupe, and also the Jay-Z tie. But again, you know, when it comes to music, there's not much out there.
He doesn't talk about that stuff, though. If you listen to Lupe, he's not talking about diamonds, and he's not talking about that.
The dude's
talking about the Iran and 9/11 in Iraq. I mean, listen to him.
I like Lupe Fiasco as an artist. I'm just saying, being around that type of people. And I understand that's how it is. But I'm just giving you both sides of both sides of the story here. You know, but as far as Lupe goes, no, I support him. I think people should buy his albums. I think people should listen to it. I tried to get my nephew to listen to Lupe, because I figured that he had some mainstream appeal, you know, and he's into hip hop or whatever. But it didn't really go over well. The whole fact of the matter is. You know, there's not really that many musicians out there that are giving you the truth. So when you see it, you kind of have to take it. You really can't hold them too accountable unless they're like the Jay-Z's who are putting the symbols right.
No, you can't. And I want to comment on the chat real quick. Platinum wrote, that sexual practices within consenting adults is no one's business but theirs. And I'm agreeing.
I think
if they want to be homos and have sex with each other, that's fine. But that's why I got mad when this guy is trying to relate that to their crimes of 9/11. If these guys committed 9/11, and whether Rumsfeld and Cheney had sex with each other in the butt or whether they didn't, it doesn't make a difference.
Right. My,
that's
my,
all
my,
I'm saying.
Exactly. My only problem with their sexual preference is that it happens to be oftentimes little boys and little girls. Besides that, I can care less what these people do.
Oh, yeah. Little boys and little girls, right. That's when you hate it. And, you know, you see them shipped off to these places like Bohemian Grove and whatnot.
The only thing that bothers me about the fact that they do this stuff is because they claim to be such, you know, Christians or such, you know, whatever. But you know, and yet these people fall into it. Besides that, I don't care what any two people do in their bedroom.
I don't. Why would you? Do you think women in their bedroom? You're gonna go kick their door in and raid them? No, I mean, do you want to watch two guys in their room? No, probably not. If you do, there's probably something wrong with you. But you don't want to watch that. But you know what? If they want to do that, what's it bother you? I mean, who cares? Live your own life.
The whole thing I live by is the non-aggression principle: live and let live. You know, and that's what more of us need to do. You know, like I said, there is other aspects to this, but for the most part, no. What two consenting adults do, you know, is between them. You know, like I said, these people bring it a little further with you know, the Johnny Goshes and, you know, these little kids that are kidnapped, but that again has nothing to do with being gay. Not all gay people are pedophiles. In fact, most aren't.
A lot of gay people are better parents than people that aren't gay. You know, and a lot of them are. It goes both ways. You know. Just like they do. that's awful. I'm just making a joke. I don't care. I'm just
nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with a little casual humor.
I'm just having a good time. Well, you know, we were gonna talk about some other things. Like, I know we were gonna mention Fukushima real quick. That's been natural news a lot. There's been a lot of pitches. There's been a lot of talk of one of their reactors really getting ready to really melt down and we're really screwed this time, yada, 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 yada. How much is fear-mongering? How much is real? You looked at it a lot more than me. You're the expert here. If there was an expert between the two of us, so why don't you tell me what's going on?
I wouldn't say I'm an expert at all.
Well, you know more than I do, that's for sure. Right. So why don't you tell me what's going on?
From my opinion, with Fukushima, it's very hard to tell what really happened between, you know, I do believe that, you know, there was some type of designed earthquake or something like that. And I do believe there were tsunamis. You know, as far as these reactors go and whatnot, I don't know I kind of wonder how these people are still living around there so much. If it's, you know, so bad, how
did they move so quickly after the first time?
My opinion on all of this, though, is what they actually may be doing is giving an excuse to let off radiation in other places of the world. And then when people are dying from it, eventually they can say, you know, just like it was Chernobyl, they can say, hey, it's from Fukushima. And obviously, we know cancer is a big part of their slow kill agenda. So, I mean, you know, it's very hard to pick through this. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, whatever happened over there, it's definitely some tragic stuff. I do think there's a lot of some lies involved in what we've been told, though. As far as reactors melting down, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. But again, you know, you never know. But here's the thing about this, you know. Nuclear power is something that we don't need, something that is totally garbage as far as, you know, there's way better alternatives out there as far as just,
you know. It's not safe at all.
It's not, and that's proven by this stuff, by Chernobyl, by, you know, Three Mile Island, by all this, you know, and not to mention all the other little leaks and stuff we've had. And, you know, obviously the powers that be want radiation out there. They want us to die of cancer, so... You know, it's very possible. I do have some doubts about it because I have heard from people there that, you know, that have been there that have said it's not as bad as they're saying. Then, you know, but then again, we, you know, supposedly do have a reactor melting down, which is a big deal. If this is going on, you know, you're looking at, you know, millions and millions of deaths. And, you know, but I don't know. I don't want to speculate yet because I think it's something that,
intent to die.
You know, it needs to really be looked at. You know, by an independent eye, because A lot of what we got was fear-mongering. A lot of it was out of the, you know, the same camps that we usually avoid. And, you know, just the fact that it had to do with right after it happened, Alex Jones went out and purchased all this, you know, iodide and actually marked it up 33 to 40% or whatever.
Yeah. Absolute scumbag. Absolute scumbag.
Just a corner of the market based on fear. You know, and that makes you wonder. And again, you've said you've seen pictures where it looks like, you know, some of the tsunami pictures may have been shopped.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I have seen video where they have absolutely computer generated images of what they would do is they would have a bus and a car and some other debris moving. And it'd be going through the water, and it's all going at the same speed, and none of it's ever colliding. None of it ever collides, because if it does, all the graphic technology is going to get fucked up, and you can tell. You can just tell that it's fake when you look at it. When you see the wave, you can see that it's fake. And I'm not saying there wasn't an earthquake there, but they showed us a lot more than what really went on. I think that your premise about radiation being leaked might be right, and I think that they might have faked the tsunami a little bit. I'm not saying there wasn't a real tsunami, but I'm saying some of the footage of people standing next to it and buses being thrown away by the tsunami. Dude, if you ask people